Well, a big event for producers is coming up tomorrow, April 4th in Columbia. Farmers can get the latest research at MU Soybean Symposium. Tight crop profits cause farmers to plant more soybean acres. On April 4th, growers can learn latest research at a soybean symposium in Columbia. Plant breeding progress leads to more beans at lower cost, says Bill Weibold, University of Missouri soybean specialist and director of the Missouri Soybean Center. Genetics plays a bigger role in progress. A new USDA planting intentions report shows U.S. soybean acres top corn acreage for the first time in 35 years. Soybeans have proven to be a top crop income source in Missouri. The program includes more than genetics, Weibold adds. Weather impact will be included. Pat Gwinnan, MU Extension climatologist, will tell of the state's changing climate. He'll be backed up by Dennis Todi, director of the USDA Midwest Climate Hub. Cutting high temperature stress on bean seed quality will be told by James Smith, USDA geneticist. Genetics also play a role in control of soybean rust. Kerry Pedley of the USDA Foreign Disease Unit will tell how. Missouri soybean problems will be told by John Kelly, farmer from Fawcett, Missouri. He is chair of the Missouri Soybean Merchandising Council. Farmers get a look ahead at MU research during a poster session. At noon, researchers will show their work. The annual Pullman Lecture caps the program with Nandini Krishnamurthy from DuPont Pioneer. She will tell of a CRISPR genetic tool. This gives pinpoint changes in the bean genome. The program will be at the Bond Life Sciences Center on the MU campus. A reception opens at 8 a.m. Welcome talks are at 8:45. The program is free with online sign-up at soybeancenter.missouri.edu/symposium. Sponsors are Missouri Soybean Merchandising Council and MU College of Agriculture, Food, and Natural Resources. Another event coming up, University of Missouri Extension kicks off its second year of Hops Field Days on Wednesday, April 18th at Bradford Research Center in Columbia. MU Extension horticulturist Jim Quinn invites the public to attend the free field day and view the MU quarter-acre hop yard and cultivar trial. Quinn and horticulturist Patrick Byers will present Hops in the Midwest. Quinn invites home and craft brewers to bring their products for tasting at the Hoppy Hour from 5 to 6 p.m. A special grant through the Missouri Department of Agriculture funds the hops trial. MU horticulturists harvested their first hops from Bradford last fall. While it takes about 3 years to create a good hop yard, the plants can produce for up to 40 years. Varieties at the research farm climb up to 15 feet on string trellises. Other varieties grow even taller. And a reminder that today is Election Day. Please utilize your right to vote. With today's Ag Report on KMMO, I'm Larry Smith.